Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, at 30,000 feet, 2024 looked fabulous. I had once-in-a-lifetime adventures, cool clients, quality time with dear family and friends. And yet, it didn't feel great. To be transparent, there were times that I felt like I was running through an obstacle course, surviving one big struggle after the next. And it saddens me that I missed out on the fun I could have had due to exhaustion and frustration. When I finally got the rest I needed, I was able to process all these emotions. The big question? What role did I play in all of this? And the answer is that how I responded to curveballs set up situations for possible disaster. For those who do too much, who give past the point of generosity and towards resentment, I share two things I did that set me up for failure. First up, I avoided tough conversations. I said yes to schedules because I didn't want to disappoint people I care about. I said to myself, oh, it'll be okay. I can gut this out just one time. I thought I should suffer for the greater cause. Felt noble back then, seems stupid now. Next time, I will just kindly say no and have faith that folks can forgive me. Second, I didn't ask for what I needed in the moment. When stuff hits the fan, I focus on solving the problem at all costs. I don't think about myself. There were situations where I could have made requests or made sure I had what I needed, but I didn't and paid the price for it. Next time, I will have the presence of mind to ask. You know, I've always believed that we have more power than we give ourselves credit for. We can create and respond in ways that make circumstances better or makes things worse. I made hectic situations worse than they had to be, and I have the power to do better next time. So ask yourself, what can I do better in 2025? Let's focus on improving ourselves, and I bet the rest will take care of itself. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.